This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where racial justice is one of the great issues of the moment. Does it amount to racial justice if you have a $500 a month check that is given to poor people in a major American city? That's $6,000 a year. It can make a difference in the way a family in poverty has to live. But none of the people who will receive those checks will be white people. Because despite the fact that the city of Oakland has a reported 10,000 white residents living in poverty, including some of the city's homeless population, those folks will receive nothing. Why? Because the program is specifically designed to help people of color. Can you imagine? Can you even begin to imagine if this program had been designed the opposite way? Is this a form of reparations? They don't say that exactly. They will be giving $500 a month to black, indigenous, and other people of color, where the families make below $59,000 a year. And the $500 monthly checks will go specifically to African-American households, which there are plenty in Oakland. The mayor, Libby Schaaf, who is white, was very, very proud of this new program, even though it is not officially a government program. Here is how she explained why this idea of a $500 a month check for families of color who are eligible because they earn little enough, why she believes this is such a glorious idea. This is clip 2A.
Today, Oakland A, California, launches one of the largest guaranteed income demonstrations to date in the nation. 600 Oakland families will receive $500 a month for 18 months. Our vision is an Oakland that has closed the racial wealth gap and where all families thrive. And we believe that guaranteed income is the most transformative policy that can achieve this vision and whose time has come. We believe that poverty is not personal failure, it is policy failure. Oakland joins with cities across this great nation, where demonstration projects will be working in unison to create a body of evidence that says guaranteed income is a policy that must be adopted at the federal level.
Guaranteed income, but must it be adopted at the federal level only for people of color? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The reports say that 8% of white residents in the city of Oakland, that amounts to about 10,000 people, live in dire poverty, which is defined by earning less than $12,880 a year. If you're only earning $13,000 a year, yeah, that's going to be difficult. And in that case, the $6,000 that would be added by this program, which is supported by private donors, can make a very real difference. But the whole idea here is to continue testing out with private money this idea of a guaranteed income for people, which is, of course, a favorite idea of Andrew Yang. It's one of those ideas that has made him the front runner in the very hot race for mayor of New York. And one of the other people who was very much featured in this announcement in Oakland was the former mayor of Stockton, California, where they had actually worked out a similar program that he claims showed that you can change people's lives very dramatically. And Mayor Stubbs also spoke. This is clip B.
I am hella proud of Oakland today. I think the mayor said it best. Part of this demonstration in Oakland and demonstrations throughout this nation is really to reckon with the fact that we understand the issue isn't that people don't work. The issue isn't that people don't want to work. The issue is that the economy does not work for people. I especially appreciate the explicit focus on racial justice in this demonstration, because we understand that civil rights has always been about protection, not just from police brutality, but also from the brutality of poverty, the brutality of economic insecurity, the brutality of not being able to know if your bills will be paid every month, and not because you're not working hard. And we know that we live in a time of pandemics. If it's not a COVID, it's an earthquake, it's a wildfire, it's a flood. And Oakland's leadership is really illustrating what it takes to build economic resilience.
And the final note, the leaders of Oakland celebrate, led by a member of the city council. Oakland's a city of 435,000, by the way. Council member Lauren Taylor of District 6 in Oakland also touts this idea of guaranteed income. Listen.
I'm super excited about the benefits that a guaranteed income pilot will have right here in Oakland, in East Oakland. I'm even more excited about what we will learn and how we will contribute to that greater body of knowledge that will allow us to scale successful guaranteed income pilots broadly across the country and erase the deep-rooted inequity that persists here in the United States.
Okay. What I don't fully understand is deep-rooted inequity persists in the United States. How does it close that inequity if the government provides $6,000 a year? I mean, I know part of the idea is, well, then you can buy more healthy food and you can do better in school. And the results of all of the tests like this, you may remember that Oprah Winfrey tried something like this. She tried to give out grants to deserving, struggling families. And she did not exclude white families, by the way, as they're doing in Oakland, which is just remarkable. And again, is it possible that people can give? Is it legal that you can have a charity that benefits either exclusively or predominantly people of one ethnic group? Sure, you can do that. It happens with various scholarship programs. It happens when you support historically black colleges and universities, which, though they do admit white students now, admit predominantly people of color. You can do that. That's private. But if this were a government program, can you imagine if the government program said no white people need apply? A critic of the program in Oakland said, can a city government legally have a program that's only for certain races? The answer is, I don't think so. But this is not a city government. This is a private foundation, the Oakland Resilient Families. And it's being promoted by a lottery in part. And the idea that this is actually going to work, is that something that makes any sense at all? That it can change somebody's life to know that you're getting a government check? Change your life for the better? Isn't that up to you? And the whole idea that it's the economy that's failed, but people can't ever fail or run into problems? Helping people with problems is one thing. Helping people with problems according to race? What's wrong with that? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, in invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the big ironies of what is going on in Oakland right now is that the basic idea of discriminating against white poor people is based upon the fact that there are fewer white poor people as a percentage of the overall white population than with many populations among people of color. And in Oakland, because there's a fairly heavy population of recent Asian immigrants, Asian folks have not achieve the same kind of economic success that is true in many other parts of the country. In any event, the whole idea, and you just have to imagine, if somebody set up a charitable trial where the trial offered these $500 checks, and they're being handed out according to lottery, but declared at the beginning that one other ethnic group other than white people was ineligible. Can you imagine the howls? And part of what's fascinating about this is that we've had as a principle in the United States since 1867, when they passed the 14th Amendment, we've had a principle that you're entitled to due process of law and equal treatment under the law, regardless of race. And that would mean that if there was ever a governmental program like this, and the whole point of these charitable exercises where they're spending millions of dollars funneling out monthly checks to people who earn little enough and who win these lotteries, that this is going to be a trial that is going to persuade the whole country to move in that direction. I was just noticing we're going to be speaking a little bit about this 12% increase in government spending that is called for in the state of Washington. It includes a great deal of money for a study on the feasibility of implementing a universal basic income pilot program. And this is a state program. Now, they wouldn't dare, of course. They couldn't possibly limit this according to what race you were. But because that would be a government program. But still, the whole idea of equality being achieved by coding people according to their race and then rewarding people or not rewarding people given a different background, it's outrageous, and it's deeply troublesome. There are a lot of people at the moment who are troubled by some of the most recent comments by President Trump. He has not gone completely silent. He actually called in to Fox News, as he does, and they're, of course, glad to take his calls. We would be, too. If he ever wants to call into the show, well, of course. President Trump said some things about the January 6th riot that may not be, well, according to everything that you've heard about the January 6th riot. This is President Trump calling into Fox News, clip 9.
It was a zero threat. Right from the start, it was zero threat. Look, they went in. They shouldn't have done it. Some of them went in, and they're hugging and kissing the police and the guards. You know, they had great relationships. A lot of the people were waved in, and then they walked in and they walked out. And I'll tell you what, they're doing things to the. They're persecuting a lot of those people, and some of them should be. Some things should happen to them.
Okay, persecuting a lot of the people who were rioters. And by the way, there's new evidence. There's a big full page in the New York Times with new film video that they've determined about Officer Brian Sicknick and how he was assaulted and was injured during the riot itself. He, of course, the Capitol Police officer who died. But the idea that there are 140 police officers injured, they didn't get injured because they were kissed. The idea that President Trump is speaking out in behalf of some of the rioters who are going to be standing trial coming up, there are 300 who have been arrested and charged. And then President Trump also said this about somebody who was continuing in government. He was there long before President Trump, actually served since the Reagan administration. He was put in his current position under the auspices of President Reagan. He's talking about Dr. Anthony Fauci. This is President Trump this morning on Dr. Fauci.
You saw him throw out the first pitch in Washington, right? He is a better pitcher than he is at what he does, but he's a great promoter. But I got along with him. It was right. But if you really look, I didn't really listen to him too much because I was doing the opposite of what he was saying. But, I mean, frankly, if he were known as somebody that was with me all the way, he wouldn't be popular with the media. He's just a media creation.
Okay. Dr. Fauci, just a media creation, and he got along with him. And no, his first pitch was not the greatest moment of Dr. Fauci's career. And President Trump, not the only ex-president making news. There is now been a lot of reference to Barack Obama at the funeral of John Lewis, who's in the news again because of the Georgia law. And Barack Obama saying that the filibuster was a relic of the Jim Crow era. This is what he sounded like at the funeral of John Lewis last July, in July of 2020. Listen.
And if all this takes eliminating the filibuster, another Jim Crow relic, in order to secure the God-given rights of every American, then that's what we should do.
Okay, and then he said this in 2005 when he was a U.S. Senator on the Senate floor. This is clip three.
The American people sent us here to be their voice. They understand that those voices can at times become loud and argumentative, but they also hope that we can disagree without being disagreeable. And at the end of the day, they expect both parties to work together to get the people's business done. What they don't expect is for one party, be it Republican or Democrat, to change the rules in the middle of the game so that they can make all the decisions while the other party is told to sit down and keep quiet. The American people want less partisanship in this town, but everyone in this chamber knows that if the majority chooses to end the filibuster, if they choose to change the rules and put an end to Democratic debate, then the fighting and the bitterness and the gridlock will only get worse.
Okay, which way is it, President Obama? I think he was right the first time in 2005 defending the filibuster. And what is the Washington legislature planning to do to wreck the economy of the state? We'll talk about that coming right up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is closely monitoring the aftermath of deadly tornadoes in the southeastern United States. A number of twisters being reported in Mississippi and Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama resident Ginger Sims telling NBC News,
"Everything started shaking and rattling. I went running into the bathtub, covered myself up, and then it just passed over. It came as quickly as, it left."
At least seven people are confirmed dead. severe weather threats today in North and South Carolina. In response to the immigration crisis surging at the southern border, Republican Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn of Texas are leading a Senate delegation on a tour of the Texas-Mexico border. Cruz posting videos from the Rio Grande overnight that appear to show human smugglers on the Mexico side of the river.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Michael Medved Show. For people who don't happen to live in the state of Washington, there are a couple of things you may not know, but you will. One of them is one of the best things about the state of Washington, as it has been for many years, the only blue state, the only decidedly Democratic and liberal state that does not have a state income tax. But that may be on its way to an end, given the Senate of the state of Washington down in Olympia just voting to increase spending by 12%. And Jason Mercier is the director of the Center for Government Reform at the Washington Policy Center, which is an indispensable resource for the people of Washington. You can click on their banner at our website at michaelmedved.com. First of all, when you look at an increase of spending of 12%, of course, we're increasing spending more than that in the federal government. They seem to be able to get away with it and do stuff that's popular. Why is it so very different in the state of Washington in terms of limiting what the government can spend?
Yeah, so thank you, Michael. You know, most states have balanced budget requirements. And in Washington in particular, we have what's called a 4-year outlook. And that is to make sure that they can adopt spending that creates a bow wave. But even with that restriction, the budget that the Senate introduced last night, and likely the House will have a similar proposal later today, it is just astronomically huge considering the economic climate. You know, not only is it a 12% increase in spending of state funds, but it also includes almost $6 billion more of federal funds. So if you add it together, it's over a 30% increase in spending over a 2-year period. And at the same time, they drain down our reserves while also proposing, as you teased, an income tax, as well as 2 very expensive environmental policies: cap and trade and a low carbon fuel standard. you add all these together, I mean, it'd be hard for an economy to suffer just one of those shocks. All four of those at the same time is just taking a huge risk that this budget can be sustained.
Okay, you give some examples of, and we actually spoke about one before you joined us, Jason, the idea that they're going to be spending $77,000 for a study on the feasibility of implementing a universal basic income pilot program. But where, how do you manage to spend all of these extra billions of dollars right now when people are looking at a pretty buoyant economy for the rest of 2021? What's the deal?
And you know, that was, I guess, the most disappointing thing about this proposal, not only the spending level and the draining of the reserves, but this comes off of just a week ago, we got a revenue forecast separate from the billions of dollars we were getting from the federal government that increased state revenue by over $3 billion. So with what our economy has gone through, our employers have gone through with these economic restrictions, seeing that type of state revenue growth, knowing you're having additional federal relief, if you're not going to provide tax relief in this climate, when are you? And there is no major broad-based tax relief in this proposal. No reduction in the property tax, no reduction in the sales tax. And instead, we're going the opposite direction of throwing away what our State Department of Commerce has long advertised as Washington's competitive advantage of no income taxes. They are opening the door to litigation to try to get rid of Washington standing as one of those nine states without a personal income tax.
And wouldn't that be a shame and a tragedy for all of the businesses that, again, that are struggling to survive, to attract new customers, new employees? We were just the other day up in the University District and nearby in Wallingford. There are all kinds of empty storefronts and closed down businesses. Are the people in the state legislature not aware of that?
Well, and again, when you think about trying to impose an income tax, trying to impose a cap and trade, trying to impose a low carbon fuel standard, any of those can cause some shock to your system. Doing all three of them at the same time while you're draining down your reserves and you've got a fragile economic recovery, as you mentioned, especially for retailers and for the restaurant and the tourist industry. They have not been seeing the type of economic recovery that the rest of tech and manufacturing and everybody else has. So it is very puzzling, and I guess what is very concerning for me is usually the Senate, even though both of our bodies are controlled by a Democrat, so the governor's a Democrat, generally the Senate of those three has been the more conservative. If this was the Senate's proposal, I can't even imagine what we're going to see later today when the House drops their budget.
Which is presumed to be even more irresponsible. So where is all this new spending going? I know they're doing a very expensive new study about putting an array of solar panels that can help generate more electricity. We still do pretty well with hydropower, don't we?
We do, and there's another interesting thing is that proviso for that solar project says it's going to be in the Columbia Basin of eastern Washington. Well, we have a major fight going on right now in the Tri-Cities about a massive wind farm, talking about over 240 turbines that could be in excess of 500 feet. For comparison, that'd be larger than the Space Needle. So we're talking about 240 of these massive wind turbines going into the Tri-Cities, where we already have the strong hydropower. Now you're talking about the solar power as well. But, you know, the governor has made this clean energy a huge section of his priorities for the state. The question is just going to be, do you actually involve the local citizens in this, or is it going to be what's happening with this wind farm? Because this wind farm, they didn't go to the local community for permission. They're going to the governor in opposition to local opposition. So we'll have to see if they do the same thing with the solar project.
Okay, what else is getting lavish new spending? Because if it's up 12%, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. What else is getting the cash?
Well, you're seeing a significant amount going into human services, into education, into higher ed. But the question is, do you need to have that much additional spending going in on what your maintenance budget would be, it totally could fund. So we could do everything we were doing today, tomorrow, with no tax increases and leaving significant reserves. But this budget goes much higher, and that's not counting, again, those federal funds. So that's where the big dollars are going. But some of the smaller things that you were talking about, the solar farm, the studying of the universal basic income, we have commissions to bring Washington State universal basic health care, and some of the cost estimates for that have been in excess of over $20 billion plus that would be required for that universal health care. There's some other things in here on the smaller end, again, where they're talking about, ironically, how do we compare on our business climate as we're doing all of these things? There's a study to look at our business climate. And I guess one that was probably worthwhile, especially as you consider that Washington State is one of the latest across the country to get students back into schools. And in fact, we still don't have most of our students in schools in Seattle. There's an interesting study in here to look at our governance for K-12 education. Are there ways to try to streamline and improve that so we don't have a unfold what's occurring right now in the future where there's no accountability for the fact our students aren't in schools?
Speaking with Jason Mercier, who is the director of the Center for Government Reform at the WPC, the Washington Policy Center, it's not entirely a lost cause. We have ability to influence our state legislators who we elect. And you can find out how you can get more involved, get more information, and get more active in influencing your state government. If you live in the state of Washington, click on the banner for Washington Policy Center at michaelmedved.com. It's a great organization, our watchdog in Olympia. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved Show, it's not just former presidents of Barack Obama and Donald Trump who have spoken out in favor of retaining the filibuster. Why retain the filibuster so people can get up there and drone on and on and on and on? No, to retain the filibuster, because what it does is it makes it harder for the Senate to rush through with a limited majority legislation that is going to impact the entire country and everybody in it for a long time, because these majorities are very tenuous. And what that means is that if you are doing something very significant, it is deeply important to try to gain a consensus. Here's a another president and what he had to say about the filibuster. Quote, if there is one thing this country stands for, it's fair play. Not tilting the playing field in favor of one side or the other. Not changing the rules unilaterally. We play by the rules, and we win or lose by the rules. That quintessentially American trait is abandoned in the nuclear option of eliminating the filibuster. Republican senators, as well as Democratic ones, have benefited from minority protections. Much more importantly, American citizens have benefited from the Senate's check on the excesses of the majority. Who said that? Actually, it was a senator from Delaware. Senator for Delaware for 120 years, as he joked yesterday. That would be President Biden. And he said that in 2005, when the Democrats were very much in the minority in the Senate. And they supported at that point the idea that it was worthwhile requiring a supermajority in the Senate. The Wall Street Journal goes on to add, Mr. Biden's flip-flop tells us that Democrats in Congress are preparing to break the 60-vote filibuster rule. And he'll go along for the ride, as he has on everything since January 20th. He's been less president than prime minister of the Pelosi-Schumer government. Ouch. If President Biden reads Wall Street Journal editorials, and I suspect that he does, that's a serious matter. He's been less president than prime minister of the Pelosi-Schumer government. President Biden's not going to appreciate that. Nor should he. Democrats are waiting to lay the anti-filibuster groundwork politically, and Mr. Biden played his part by denouncing modest GOP state election reforms as sick. Yes, he did that at his press conference yesterday. Watch for Democrats to use the highly partisan H.R. 1. That's the Democrats' federal election reform bill to break the filibuster in the name of democracy, in quotes. That 800-page legislation would overrule 50 state election laws and reduce absentee ballot verification and integrity. And yes, it's a gigantic problem. There's a suggestion that was made, and I think it's a good one, by William Galston, who writes for the Wall Street Journal. He is a former aide to Bill Clinton. He is no stalwart conservative. But he says, I have a proposal for reducing the level of partisan polarization in Congress. Both sides should stand down from electoral controversies that only intensify the country's divisions. House Democrats should abandon their efforts to reverse the outcome of the race in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. Republicans should renounce the myth of the stolen 2020 elections. Look, this thing about the Iowa 2nd District, it's shameful. Because one of the things that Democrats said, and I agreed with them, was that President Trump was wrong to try to overturn an election that had been certified by the state authorities. We have a constitutional system. That means a state gets to make its own rules about how people vote and how that vote, how those votes are counted and how they're certified. And yes, this election was extremely close in Iowa. But Marionette Miller Meeks, yeah, I know it's Triple M, and it's quite a name, but she was the Republican. She pulled an upset. She won the seat in the final count certified by the state of Iowa and by the Election Commission, which is mostly Republican, by the way, because it's a Republican state. But she did win by 6 votes. Originally on Election Day, she won by 47 votes, and then that was cut down to 6 votes. But she still won, and she has been seated in Congress. The Democrats and Nancy Pelosi are now talking about knocking this woman out, not because she did anything or brought firearms onto the floor of Congress or stormed the Capitol building or supported QAnon or anything. She's a standard-issue conservative Republican. But the idea that they want to overturn the state's election when they were extremely critical of President Trump for wanting to do the same thing. Galston writes, the facts of the Iowa controversy aren't in dispute. After a recount found that the Republican candidate, Marionette Miller Meeks, had won the race by 6 votes, Iowa's State Board of Elections, composed of 3 Republicans and 2 Democrats, voted unanimously, including the 2 Democrats, obviously, to certify the result. The Democratic candidate, Rita Hart, objected that 22 valid ballots had been excluded from the count and took her complaint to the House Administration Committee. Ms. Miller Meeks responded that the complaint should be dismissed because her opponent had failed to raise it in a special Iowa court created to resolve such controversies. The House clearly has the authority to adjudicate this dispute, but if they do that, then they're overruling a state commission. And the compromise that he's suggesting is something that, by the way, Republicans are already doing their part of the compromise so far, because you hear far fewer people talking about the stolen election or overturning the election of 2020. We will soon find out whether 5 Democrats are willing to tell Speaker Nancy Pelosi that unseating a Republican who has been sworn in would undermine President Biden's effort to restore a measure of civility in politics. Now to the contribution Republicans must make. And then he writes about Michael Luttig, a former judge on the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. He was always on the list of a potential Supreme Court nominee. He's a brilliant jurist. He wrote that the framers deliberately wanted to minimize the role of Congress in selecting the president. And Judge Luttig said that that Congress has no constitutional authority to undermine the validity of the electoral votes with which it is presented. And basically what he's saying is that if Republicans affirm that principle, which is crucial, which is very much related to what the Democrats are trying to do, to respect the Constitution that awards to states the rights to run, supervise, and organize, and then certify elections, that would be a very healthy thing for the country. Look, I don't think it's healthy that, you know, when at C-SPAN they're beginning their election coverage for 2024, next week. This is for not 2022, for 2024. Why next week? Because Mike Pompeo, who I think is an outstanding public servant, he was an effective Secretary of State, deserves a lot of credit for his service. He was effective as head of the CIA, and he was a terrific conservative Republican congressman from Kansas. He's going out to Iowa. And it is presumed that he's going out to Iowa because, like everybody else, he's not at all sure that his former boss, President Trump, is actually going to run. I suspect that he won't. But Mike Pompeo is testing the waters for a presidential run. And that's interesting enough for C-SPAN to cover it as part of their beginning electoral coverage for 2024. The point about getting so deeply into politics at this point, about fighting about whether the rights of this congresswoman, Marionette Miller Meeks from Iowa, who was elected by 6 votes. If you want to get rid of Congresswoman Meeks, they'll certainly have an aggressive campaign against her, maybe by the same incumbent who she defeated. But for goodness sake, can we stop playing legal games about the results of elections that are now in the rearview mirror? It would be a healthy development, don't you think, for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.